talk about the grant that was reviewed, she can call it back to the office to the dumps, a turn back there, which is where Met's been called. There's many more codes to cover, and those sirens of the office, whose islands were rooted in the corpses of sailors who died here. Did the man who wrote a Tetris scene in the 1890s, the beauty of the top notes, was in the named the rumors, the race speaker, and his voice. In a race now, the series was transformed into a new form in which he had a voice. The series existed at the time.
Thank you.
And the voting was, and yet the male voters, based in America, represents the most fraction of the party. But the edict is naturally dead to the House of Representatives, in part because it bears on the body of life, and also in part because of the natural part of the speech. Richard Brophy took the place of the government to the enormous pile of voting virtuosity and metaphor of the second. Her breadth and depth, her wide range in the marketplace, the rich and flexible quality of the afterwards, the movement of the desert lips, reveal an accent of our costume technique, suggested the landmass that looks exceptional. Yet she's distanced from the audience by the high physical structure of the stage itself that is receiving her, but also by the banner of her superior. And electric arts also reminded the realism of Marcel. Arts provides this public socialized view of their artists and exhibits and exploits human body of voice. The very remoteness of the scene and the erotic stimulation of the voice unites the audience into a deeper, sometimes crimson time. Unable to assault out of the eyes and stage, all the sound. Although at rock concerts, he forgets that he has and has to be restrained by a body of technique. The infantilized child connects his own sense of sexual violence in the riots and attacks, the brutal infatuation of kindness and violence in the atmosphere, for example, gay male humiliation in the gallows of their order, or the housewives who follow looking those old. By vocalizing images of homosexuality, the on-stage style of sound seems to bring itself down, like the shame of mother to the shame of the Muslims in the world of Muslims with her different tongues. Apparently she has picked up a protective spirit who is to want and resent the power of her perspective. In the end, the demise of this fact and the rise of urban middle-class optimism, fantasy objects are displayed in our shows. Human beings, human forms are displayed in our shows. And it's not exactly curious the first scene of this antagonistic piece, the female side of the series and the shameless of the past. Their fantasy yields to the authority of humans. Capodanno is a symbol of the thought, the age. Ironically, that a man's pleasure is the lowest thing, the unappreciated thing, whose cowardly fairness casts his pain and his pain to a snare little words for the last great spiraling
thank you.
Stories as if strong, the vocal rhythms and the this makes all the music communities and associations, and in turn makes even the anchor to have our sometimes previous places. Forms of hidden and unnatural man-made natural it is very hard to just walk through a new standard, your left pure and kind yourself of those seals as a social side in the neighborhood. Now, three parts of the world should be used from sexual and not one. Now, the voice is the most direct expression of emotion. The explorations of her own voice are an archaeology itself, an excavation of nature, and an embodiment of people in a ritualistic
all my perceptions were opened up, all my way of thinking, and colors have sounds, and sound like substance, and all the different senses began to talk. I heard a solo concert in the kitchen over there, and just felt like gratitude. I mean, when I was like that before, at the same time, I felt that I'd always known music. And you know, they did a piece while they were there, they did a piece in the last two of course. And you just say, should we hear the rise of the should. And that was fun. And then they did that piece in New York, which is funny. And a lot of us within the forest come to New York to the start of that. And then I had an idea of the book. And during that time, I saw them twice. They had lots of costumes over the past. then we took part in it. Which was incredible for me on that tour. And not getting paid and not being the cars, and then you can get that from the board, if I would just have a ticket out. Someone said to me, that's not a tour, that's a mission. And then that October, she had to come to town hall, so we were further on the tower than we could be. And we were already back somewhere. And I remember that we did, but the rest of that story really kept going. Everything that she did, she asked me to be in. And then one day she said, you know, you really got to take those classes. Because my voice was pretty and accurate, but for the week. So I tried to take those classes, and I went to my sister to take those classes. And then about 6 months later, we arrived to the office, and as soon as I was there, she said, you know, we really have to get your room. I need to take that away. So when I came back to New York, and it was when she said something like that to me, I knew important. And then I started studying art style and all the other work. And then I went to this teaching in California. It was a very, very deep way of looking at the way we understand our own body rather than moving forward. And then, I guess it's about a year later, and all things happened at once, that dance teacher got the way of we had to start doing curls, and I was pretty new. And we were the first piece of music that started, which we had at least she started doing this, she said, Anya, I want you to be the voice of the self. And I said, okay. It was a series of games in which she wanted me to be the voice of the self, so I had to create that role. And for about 4 years, I worked with both of them. Whenever I had a day meant to be in the world. It's meant to be out of the world. It's not just part of me. It has in the world. So tell you about what I do. It's better than show you. The kind of music that I'm involved in, it strikes me that I completely avoided being thrust in any of the roles that this is describing. That what I sing has been shaped a lot by Ruth Bernard, what she's wanted for me. But I didn't learn any old horns before I came to her. And because what she was interested in was a kind of music that's both ancient and futuristic, that's timeless, that's archetypal, where it gets to the essence of emotion, or the essence of a landscape, or the essence of a character, without falling into a particular cultural pattern. I've been free to not have any restrictions on what is possible. And I've been fortunate in finding a voice teacher who one of his heroines is now Nelda. And the way he developed his technique after being distorted by many teachers along the way was he listened to the 20th century opera singers. He slowed down the recordings and heard how they were working, heard that they were using lower register, up very high. Whereas now what happens is people use women who's working their upper registers and they're becoming their low. But they use vibrato only for effect, whereas now vibrato is about all women. That there's a way of moving into the pitch, that there's a lot of movement, but there actually is a little bit of sliding going on, whereas now they tell you that's absolutely not to be done in a sentimental way. And so he taught me to find my own voice in the sense of physically figuring out how it works rather than teaching me. So this technique is very physical and it involves taking in a lot of air, which is something that nobody tells you about singing. You think that to make a sound, you put a lot of effort into the sound and you focus on the sound. But the sound isn't going to be there unless you've taken in a lot of air. The sound is only in the air. And the way of this, so it's taking the breath, it's really like, and so you inspire yourself. I love that the French word for inhale is inspiration. Inspiration. That you fill yourself up and then you have all of that power in you and that will come out. Then how it comes out, this passageway, is the next thing. It's how you use this passageway and this way of working is with a very large shape inside. So you have the most resonance. And that requires a lot of air. It requires a lot of air to use that resonance. And then if the lips are forward, it comes right out. So we use a lot of move. Moving is the main exercise. So I'll just show you a little bit of what that's like. It can be done in both lower register and upper register, and going back and forth between them. And just that gives you many voices, many possibilities. You think you have only one voice, but actually, we all have a lot of voices. So, a lower register move is like this. An upper register move. And then the same on the lower registers. shallower sounds, and you go, which is a lower register light sound as opposed to a dark sound. The same pitch in the dark sound is, and there's all these possibilities in between. And because the music that I've been working with all along has been with theater, it's more about finding sounds to evoke a particular character, a particular place, a particular feeling than it is about pitches, even though what we do is very precise and a lot of it is not. And so I wanted to show you some of the things. It's when we make a song, we call it a song, there's usually not words, but there's more a sense of what about these archetypal songs, like lullabies, or like word songs. In that that first piece I did Meredith to come, where I was in the chorus and shaking the rhythm, there was a word song, a father song. And it had two parts that echoed back and forth. The melody was like this. If you went,
so
what I can imagine on this voice of itself, I came up with my own sounds and my own songs. Really, that's an added voice. She was working off a series of dreams that took her through a transformation for a period of life. And in the piece, she was a conscious voice of herself. She was painting and speaking words from dreams. And I was like the unconscious voice. And then there were people who were from the dreams, like guide figures and double figures. And I was up on a platform in this dark red gown with my hair loose. And I would hold a still image, and whatever was going on in the dream, I just tried to find an image and also a sound that expressed the self. And I used whatever came to me to use. There was one dream that had to do with transformation. And so what I did was I took some words from my own journal from that period where I was thinking about the same thing. And I spoke it in gradually aging voices. So I tried to do that for you. In doing that, I was really inspired by one of the great things of my artist, the material. I only heard tapes of my own song, but she could make her voice sound like anybody. I just thought about what makes her voice sound older and what makes her voice sound younger. And it seems to me that as the voice gets older, it gets richer, more resonant, it's darker. Whereas a child's voice is very, very, very young, very loud, and also faster, and the whole quality is brighter. And then as you get older, it deepens and becomes more resonant and more expressive. The very last thing had to do with a friend of mine who was 70s, who was always hoarse, but the voice was extremely expressive. So these are the things that I've been looking at in these voices. There are other, well, there's so many things to talk about. I have one thing to say about men's voices. This is something that occurred to me as I'm listening to you. I've taught men who have trouble with pitch, they have trouble carrying the tune. I seem to be a more common problem for men than for women. And what I found with men that really have trouble hearing pitch, And the other man also felt he really identified with his mother and with her voice, and somehow didn't own his own adult masculine. So that just seems to be important to say in terms of this, because men also have that sense, it's not that they don't have that image, it's just that they don't use it. So actually, in partners, it also lack of duties. And then when I was praying,